In the first reading today, we are being reminded that even though there are some Christian denominations erroneously baptized in the name of Jesus Christ alone, hence making the baptism invalid, we have to realize that only through the baptism of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit commanded to us by Matthew 28, and that we have heard today that even though they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit have to be instilled upon them, and His power and His working have to be in the believers for the believers to be sanctified, to be renewed, to be transformed. The Holy Spirit for the longest time often get nipped or getting forgotten or getting pushed because it's easier to come to God thinking of Him as our Heavenly Father or to relate to Jesus as someone who have lived among us, and then the Holy Spirit kind of get pushed aside. Oh, He's only there to kind of help me, to assist me so that I might become more Christ-like. But may we not forget that the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. And therefore, when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, sent forth the Holy Spirit, He sent forth the real love between Him and the Father to us, so that we can learn how to love and to love radically. The love between the Father and the Son, the love that never held anything back for their own sake, but the love that truly give completely and totally to each other, the love that's selfless, the love that gives life, the love that sanctified, the love that renewed, the love that's transformed. This is the Holy Spirit. When we receive the love between Father and Son, we are transformed, renew and receive new life from God. The Holy Spirit was sent among us to help us, to guide us, and to help fulfill what Jesus Christ has begun in each and every one of us, so that we can become more Christ-like, so that we can know the love of what it means to be children of our Heavenly Father, and especially when we open our hearts up to the working and the power of the Holy Spirit, we become His instrument. We know that we are not indispensable. We do not dictate the life of grace, but through our participation with His power and His working, we can complement each other and become instrumental grace to bring God into this present world. And that's why today, Jesus tells us in the gospel reading so clearly that life is not going to be easy. There's going to be trouble, isn't it? But we're not alone, Jesus tells us, because Jesus was never alone. He said clearly, but I am not alone because the Father is with me. So even in our trial, we're not alone, that God is with us. Therefore, take heed in what Jesus said today. I have told you this. Remember, Jesus have told us this of His disciples, that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage, for I have conquered the world. Jesus hath won the world. Whatever going on right now, especially there are days when we think that somehow what we have come to know in our life of faith, of how we grew up in the church, or whatever going on seem to be losing, fading, and somehow lost its way. But we know that throughout our own 2,000 plus years history, we have gone through a lot of trials. Take courage. Trouble is there. Persevere, for Jesus is with us. We're not alone. For Jesus has truly conquered the world and has sent forth His Holy Spirit among us to sanctify, to guide, and to continue to transform and help us to persevere, to be courageous, and to stand firm in Christ Jesus.